This is Daily Discipleship with special guests Jack and Carol Mayhall. This week, a continuing look at effective communication in marriage. Today, when silence is not golden. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, special guests Jack and Carol Mayhall.
Nothing is wrong is a phrase that should be stricken from any married couple's vocabulary. Yet most of us are very adept at using withdrawal as a means to punish our marriage partners. Wives do it, husbands do it. In fact, psychologists tell us 40% of troubled marriages are characterized by the silent husband. But while husbands may clam up for longer periods, wives have their own methods of getting even.
God has dealt with me deeply on this one. For many years, the first thing I would do when Jack had done something I didn't like, or hadn't done something I wished he had, I gave him the silent treatment. Jack would immediately know something was wrong, which of course I wanted him to know. When I was quiet, he knew I was either mad or sick, so he was forced to ask me what was wrong. The conversation would go something like this.
Is something wrong?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Come on, honey, I can tell something's bothering you. What is it?
Never mind. And on we'd go until finally he'd asked me enough times. Then I'd let him have it, verbally, right between the eyes. Childish? Yes. Immature? Certainly. Fair? Definitely not.
Whatever we're feeling, we need to get it out. You could say, yes, there's something wrong, but it's so silly that I'm ashamed to tell you. I'd like the opportunity to get over it first, and then we'll talk about it.
Or, yes, there's something wrong, but if I tell you right now, I'll cry or shout at you. So please wait a few minutes.
Or even, I'm not sure what's wrong. I think I really do feel like being quiet for a change, but it has nothing to do with you. You see, a word of explanation is needed, for love's sake. It'll let your partner off the hook or bring the problem out in the open. Either way, the loving, mature thing to do is to stop our silent hostility and expose it to God's cleansing light.
Proverbs 3:5 in the Living Bible says, "Never forget to be truthful and kind. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart." When we give the silent treatment, we fail to be either truthful or kind. May God help us be mature enough to never again say, "Nothing is wrong."
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.